Music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of get my shit straight. DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. Find us everywhere you get your podcast for free 99. It's your boy Be Easy. It's another Wednesday episode. I wanted to do an episode in the middle of the week. I almost missed this week, but you know, I put that episode out late Monday. So you know what I'm saying? Thanks for still rocking with us. But I wanted to do something a little different. Well, not different, but get back into, you know, interviewing. It's a lot of people that do a lot of dope things, in my opinion. And I want to get their perspective. So last week, one of my friends on Facebook, they posted that they were going to be on that Pop the Balloon show. You know, show's crazy viral. And in my mind, I thought, you know, that show's been going on for a long, long time. But you know how viral it is. But it was only on the 19th episode, so I wanted to get her perspective, see what really goes on behind the scenes, because I had my thoughts, because I watched a few clips, but I never watched an entire episode. But I did want to know what happens behind the scenes with that show, and you know, just get her overall experience and see, you know, what she had to deal with doing the show and after the show and all of that. So we sat down and talked with my girl Miriam, and all of that. But if y'all had any questions about the show or whatever, email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. but yeah, we'll get into that interview right after this commercial break.
Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. I got a special guest in the building. You might have seen her on the latest episode of the Pop My Balloon YouTube show. She getting ready. It's all good. My girl Miriam, welcome.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you?
Welcome.
Like all over the place trying to adjust this stuff.
Let me tell you, y'all, technology, when you're trying to get it going, it don't never go the way you want it to go when you're trying to hook it up. But, you know, we here. It took us a little while to get together. But welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy to have you here on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, where are you from?
Like originally from or?
Yeah, originally from. Where are you originally from?
Originally, I was born and raised in East Africa.
East Africa. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been in the States?
Since 97.
Oh, since 97. Okay. All right. So, I wasn't ready for that.
So you, what do you mean?
So you were born in East Africa, moved to the States. Now, what was like the, was it like a big adjustment moving to the States from East Africa?
I was little, I was young, so I really don't know. I don't remember too much. I know it was hard, like, coming to America because I didn't speak English. So, yeah. So learning English and then still trying to maintain my language, it was just kind of like a battle.
Oh, well, let me be the first to tell you on this show that you speak English very well. So
I mean, yeah, it took 34 years.
And it's taking me 43 and I still don't know it. So what's your original language? You said you had to learn English.
Somali.
And you still you still speak Somali?
I do. I can't read it, but I speak it.
Well, that's amazing because most people can't read English either, or they can't spell it, one or the other. So like, what do you do in the city you live in now? What do you do now as far as like work?
In the city I live in? Yeah. As far as my profession goes?
Yeah, what's your profession now?
I do a lot. Like, I don't feel like I identify with like just one profession. I would like to say I am a multifaceted entrepreneur.
Okay, we'll take
that. I do a lot. However, like for the past 15 years, I've been, you know, a hairstylist and a makeup artist. I have a hair salon, but I also, you know, do a lot more other things as far as my brand goes. But for my brand, I've established it through hair and makeup and just being a salon owner.
Now we're gonna get back to that because on the show you kind of said a couple things that kind of let people know that's what you do. So speaking of the show, what led you to like apply or audition for the show?
Honestly, it was just the experience for me. We live in a world of social media, but we also live in a world of internet and online dating and stuff like that. I feel like I'm so much consumed into my work and stuff that I don't really get out much to meet people. So for me, it was just like, let me have fun with this and, you know, see. I don't know. It was just something for, you know, just to having a fun experience. That's all it really was. Yeah.
So how was the experience for you? Was it fun?
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun and funny at the same time.
So did they come to your city or did you have to travel to wherever they do their shoots at?
I traveled to Phoenix, Arizona. That's where they're originally at. That's where their filming studio is.
Okay. See, I thought so. I don't really watch, like I've seen clips kind of like everybody else. I've seen, you know, all of the clips.
Me too. Like I really, the crazy part is I've never watched the show. I've always seen clips that will pop up and people, you know, kind of make jokes out of it. So for me, it was just like, I want to see what it's like, you know, is it real? Is it whatever? So I was like, when I seen, I was like, I'm gonna see if I could get on it. But yeah, I didn't know too much about the show. And then right before, you know, they contacted me to be on that episode, I ended up watching the episode before mine just to kind of get a feel.
Now, in my mind, I have it to where it's like a group of guys and a group of women and y'all kind of know how many is there. So it wasn't like that.
You don't know. I mean, the girls, like when we entered, like we kind of all meet each other. But we don't see the guys at all. And they don't see us like coming in. So we didn't even like the whole time we're like, how many guys? But they won't tell us, you know. So it's just like a surprise because they don't want you to, you know, pop your balloon too early or just like, okay, that's the last guy. You know, I don't want to be here type thing. So you don't know how many guys are coming out or what type of guy is coming out because we don't see each other at all.
Speaking of popping balloons early, you got the first person that came out, you was the first pop. and I don't know why it's so funny. Like as soon as like you see a foot come on the screen and somebody popped their balloon, it's hilarious. You popped yours.
I think that's just part of the show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It makes that funny because it's like you're feeling like you're getting, you're rejecting that person or the person is getting rejected. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why it's so funny to the world.
Yeah. And I think it was the first guy. I don't know if you said it or one of the other ladies said it, but they were like, one of y'all was like, I really don't like it. Your hairline. That was the reason. Was that you?
That's it? That was me.
That was you.
And then it's a live recording, so it's just like you kind of just got to say what comes to your mind. And I don't have no filter. Like I thought he was a decent looking guy. Actually, I think for me, it was like he was more decent than the rest of the guys that was on the lineup. Even height wise, like he met that requirement. But the first thing that popped into my head is his hair and his hairline. I was like, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, it was pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, say that like to be funny. Like I thought he was, you know, decent looking. It was just the hairline.
But it was funny though. It added like the comedy to it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that. Yeah. It can't be all negative. Y'all had a pretty good show. Now, out of all of the guys that was on there, Was there one that you would have chose?
No.
None of them. One of your type. None of them.
I just don't think they are, and respectfully, like, just not my caliber of men.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, initially, like, I don't know, you know, if you watched the whole show, like, in the beginning, like, even when I popped, I think, like, the third time, I kind of held on to my balloon. And I was, like, you know, telling her, like, I'm learning not to go off of looks because I'm big on appearance. So I'll judge, you know, and I think that's just human nature. We judge off of first looks, you know what I'm saying? First impression. So it's like, you like what you like, you don't like what you like. You don't like what you don't like, you know, and I think physical appearance is the first thing, you know, anybody is attracted to before they even, you know, be like, oh, well, I want to talk to her. I want to talk to him or whatever. Because you're looking at the physical, you know. For some people, the physical might be the height. You might be ugly in the face, but you got your tall, so the girl might be feeling you, whatever. So for me, I'm very big on physical because I don't feel like I'm dating a guy as if I need him, but more so like I want to date you. So I got to be physically attracted to you.
So, like, what was the casting like? I know you said they contacted you to be on the show. Like, what was that process like?
It wasn't a hard process because it's just like, you know, if you show like interest in the show, you kind of apply for it. Like, hey, you know, I want to be featured in, you know, in the show. And when they contact you, they just kind of give you the information and you just kind of go from there. It wasn't like a crazy process. I mean, during the show, they did make us sign an NDA. So. Is that too much I can say, or, you know, especially behind the scenes?
Yeah. And I feel that because I've seen a lot of like copycat shows, you know what I'm saying, trying to do the same thing. They got the blue balloons or the purple balloons or something, you know what I'm saying? So we know the originator, you know what I'm saying? We see that. I forgot the lady's name who hosts or whatever.
Arlette.
What's her name?
Arlette.
Arlette. Shout out to Arlette. Did you like make a connection with any of the ladies?
I did. I actually, and the crazy part, no, I'm not even gonna say crazy. The funny part is like the ones I did make real close connection with, and we like follow each other on social media and we talk or whatever. They were the other two that was kind of getting roasted on, you know, on the social media comments and stuff with me. Cause the clips that did go viral, it was my, that I was closer to. But all the girls were, you know, they were pretty nice. All of them was very beautiful. You know, we all got, you know, got along, interacted during the set. But those two were the ones, like, I kind of kept communication with after the show.
And you said it was the two that were getting roasted with
Zola,
you.
And then what was the other one named?
Which one was Zola? Was that the last one, the dancer?
The one that was next to me was Zola. Short hair, tattoo. She was the dancer.
Okay.
Everybody was kind of, yeah, going in on her with that.
She was nice with it, though. I mean, later on in the show, she said something about her being a rapper, and I was like, oh, Lord, nobody want to hear that.
Yeah, she has music.
Yeah, she was nice, you know. And you said it was another one that you were, you kind of got cool with?
Yeah, I honestly forgot her name because we were on social media. But Leopard Dress, that's what everybody kept, you know, identifying her as.
Oh, yeah. Leopard. She sounded like somebody from, like, Wisconsin or something. She had, like, an accent or whatever.
Yeah, I think she was from Wisconsin. Oh, I think she was from Milwaukee.
Yeah, okay. All right. See, yeah, I can tell.
Accents. I might be saying it wrong, but.
Yeah. I can see why y'all would connect.
Me and her connected. I found out she's an Aries like me. Zola and me just connected. I just think it's just personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was real cool, down to earth, silly like me, you know, but.
Did you see any of them, like, when you first got there, not knowing what the guys looked like, did you see any of them like there was big competition?
As far as the females?
Yeah, like if any guy was going to have to choose between you and somebody else. Did you feel like one of them was like your best competition?
I don't really look at females as competition. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk that stuff.
I'm big
talk
on
that stuff. Huh? I say talk
no, because
that stuff.
I'm big you on like I'm really big on sisterhood, and I also do like women empowerment. So for me, it's not like I never look down on the next girl. I never think that. Even though I feel like, you know, in the reading some of the comments, I was perceived as the mean girl or the girl that thinks she's all of that. No, I didn't look at them as, you know, competition. Like, I feel like we were all there, you know what I'm saying, for the experience, you know. But no, I don't look at it like that. No.
Okay.
They were all beautiful girls. So
did you get any, I know you said like people were clowning you on social media, trying to go at you on social media. Did you get any other like kind of backlash or whatever?
Honestly, the only backlash that I kind of took offense to was like the Somali community, you know, from where I'm from, you know, the culture community rather than regular Americans. I got real big backlash off of that because they were going in on your girl. Like,
why, cause
they were telling me I was in Somalian. They were telling me I embarrassed them for going on a dating show because that's not, you know, what Somali women do. Like, they were even harassing my phone. Like, I mean, calling my phone, texting my phone.
How
like,
did you get your number?
Because, you know, on the show, like, you give out your social media. So, you know, when the videos were going viral, they tag you. They tag your social media. So my social media does have my business number. So that's what they were contacting, my business email, my business phone. And it's, like I said, the experience was all fun and everything until people on the internet took it too serious.
Yeah.
And were just coming at me like, I mean, like I said, I was getting harassed, I was getting trolled, I was getting called all types of names. And this just was just from, like I said, the Somali community, to the point where it just became too much. I'm like, yeah, y'all not about to troll me. So yeah, I ended up having to make my pages private.
I didn't think you like did too much or said nothing crazy.
I didn't either. I was having fun and I felt like I was being myself, you know, but I know some people don't take a person being, you know, who they are and just being confident in certain things. Like, people perceive it in a different way. And I can't, you know, I can't tell people how I appear to them. You get what I'm saying? Cause they don't know me in real life.
Yeah. And I felt like, it was at one point, it was one of the guys, I think he asked about religion or whatever. You said, you know what I'm saying, your faith, and you were like, you didn't think it would work because y'all were different faiths or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? You represented that. You didn't hold back on that.
They didn't like that. Like, yeah. And that was crazy to me. Like, I, you know, because I'm over here like, how y'all, you know, telling me, oh, how can I be Muslim on a dating show, yet I'm letting this person know, you know, because of my religion, we wouldn't even match. But, and I think they don't realize we're in a new generation of dating world, you know, where I'm from, dating is different for women. Like, women cannot go out here seeking certain things or, you know, put herself on the front line. Like, hey, I want to date or I want to find a mate, whatever. It's like, you go home or whoever. But I'm like, this is a new generation. Y'all can't be judging me off of, you know, what I want to do. But not only that, it's a game show. Like, come on, let's be real. But no, yeah, I was getting very trolled and harassed because of me even just claiming my religion. Yeah. And I'm like, for you guys to be, you know, religious, like, why y'all at my neck, you know? But it was just like, oh, she went on a Christian dating show. That's not a Christian dating show. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
so has it like died down now? Because it's been about a week.
It's died down, and I feel like it's died down only because I made my social media private. You know, they've been going on my other Instagram page and just kind of DMing me and stuff like that. Or, you know, like, I had to make everything private where they can't leave comments, where they can't message me if they wasn't following me, and then literally block everything. Because it went, you know, viral on TikTok, and, you know, people were sending me that, like, even, you know, to my mom and stuff. So I don't speak, you know, I speak Somali, but I don't know how to read it. So I'm just like, I don't care what the hell they saying, you know, because at the end of the day, like, people gonna have something to say regardless. Like, and I guess it's because I'm a Somali Muslim girl, you know, on a dating show, not looking for Somali men. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was the controversy or what it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, like, watching it, I wouldn't have thought that would have been the backlash.
I thought that was actually going to be a good thing, honestly, but no, that was the backlash I got for being Muslim and for being Somali.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
I'm sorry you had to experience that, because that can get scary, especially with, like, some of the stuff people will say on online and private.
Yeah, if I could read you some of the stuff people was writing me, like, they were like, don't ever claim us, you know, you're embarrassing, how dare you do this? Like, I'm like, y'all don't even know me. Yeah. Y'all don't know where I come from. Y'all don't know my parents. Y'all don't know anything about me other than what I said. And even with that, like, I didn't intentionally go on the, you know, show, be like, oh, I'm going to rep Somalia, or, you know, I'm going to let them know X, Y, and Z. He asked, where am I from, and technically saying what country am I from. Now, had he said, you know, where are you from statewide, I would have told him where I live. But I'm like, what y'all want me to do? Like, go on there and, you know, tell a lie?
Then they would have came at you for that, so.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, because not even that, they're thinking, excuse me, they're thinking I'm lying. Like, oh, she lying about her race. She lying about her religion. It just was a lot.
Yeah.
But you got to have, you know, tough skin. And I think when I did the show, I kind of already knew, like, what was, you know, what was going to come behind it. I can't expect 1.5 million people to like me. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't expect that. Like, out of 1.5 million, heck, a whole million might not like me. You get what I'm saying? I already knew that.
Have you seen, like, your business grow based on you being on the show?
Initially I thought it would, because, you know, of all the following I was receiving, but after I literally had to change and make my pages private because of the trolling and the harassment I was getting. So I feel like something positive kind of went and left. And, you know, so now I'm just like, I'm going to wait just for if to die down, just so I can get back to my whole business stuff. Because one thing I don't play about is business. And I just didn't want people, you know, contacting my business phone trolling. Now, if you contacted me, you know, with business, talking about business, it's different. Did I get other business opportunities from it? Yeah, I've had people reaching out to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just for example, like yourself, I had like another two other podcasts reach out to me just to do interviews. And then I had like clothing brands reach out to me. You know, just to do their clothing brand. But yeah, I think something positive kind of turned into negative because the social media world, you know what I'm saying, made it too serious when it wasn't that deep, you know, just off of me saying I'm Somalian. And that was just mind boggling to me.
I think once you get past this initial stuff, I think you'll see, like you said, the opportunities and stuff, especially like with the clothes and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We friends on social media. So I see you post the outfits and all
that.
Yeah,
and
so.
I think all, you know, for me, it's like all publicity is good publicity. Just depends on how you use it and how you market it. And I'm big on marketing. So for me, like I said, when I did the show and I seen the views and, you know, like how it, you know, goes viral, just and especially with me going viral, like, I wasn't shocked, you get what I'm saying? But it was just like, dang, why am I the only one, you know, out of 8 other girls, like, going viral and then everybody attacking me? But I was like, don't look at that in a negative way, because now you got eyes on you. So it's just like, what do you do with that, you know? So my business mindset, you know, clicks in from there. It's just like, okay, what do you do with that? Because now you got people watching you, you know? But like I said, it went left so quick because I was getting trolled and harassed. Yeah. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just have to wait for all this business stuff, because I couldn't do the whole, not forget the even trolling. It was the harassment for me.
Well, I know you're going to capitalize off of it sooner than later. But before we get out of here, I want you to, so you know what I'm saying? The people that watch and listen to our show, they some good fans. So let everybody know where they can find you. Might be some people in your area maybe can patronize your business. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media and, you know, what you do and all of that.
You can find me at I.love, and that's love, and then M-O-B. I love mob, and that's my Instagram. Twitter, I think, is I am mob. It's the same thing. It's just not I love mob. Same thing. Or even I feel like if you just put in mob, you probably see it. But yeah, that's really all my social platforms. Facebook. I don't, you know, Facebook is more family, friends type of thing. So yeah. I don't even care for that. But yeah, Instagram is I love mob with a dot. And what else you said?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. And tell them, you know what I'm saying, what you do. So that maybe, you know what I'm saying, if some people in your area, they make,
like I said, I do hair and makeup full time. That is my full time business. But I also, you know, do a lot of side hustles. I do event planning. I do interior decorating. I do brand and, you know, business development for other small businesses. I do image consulting. And I also do, you know, a lot of things with women, which is what I'm wearing right now. This is my new brand, which I've had for a year now, and okay. I do a lot of empowerment event, but this is Pretty Paid and Purposeful. And it's just, you know, I'm trying to do a lot of things with just this brand and, you know, just to kind of separate my hair and makeup business. Mm-hmm. And outside of just doing empowerment events and stuff like that, like I have merch, which is everything I'm wearing right now. And I have it online. You can go online, prettypaidandpurposeful.com. You can purchase that. And I also have more merch coming in the fall. And really, yeah, that's really, you know, it. I just like to be involved with women. Like, I'm a pro woman, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people might think, oh, you anti-man. It's just not like that. I just like to uplift my women. I like, you know, for women to have that self-love and, you know what I'm saying, learn to just be, you know, who they are and be very authentic, you know, with themselves and own their power. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like as women, we're looked down on, where we're frowned upon if we do certain things, and we're so independent, we can come off, you know, intimidating, which is, I feel like sometimes that was, you know, the nature of how I give off, like intimidating, because I am a boss chick, you know, I'm about my business. I'm very confident in myself. I'm very confident in anything that I do, you know, so I'm big on just women everything.
Well, see, we got something in common, because I'm big on women everything too. I like to get involved with the women too.
I hope you are.
But I want to thank you for joining me on the show, and, you know, good luck to you and all your endeavors. And we'll definitely be promoting all of your stuff on our show and on our pages too. So thanks for joining me. And episode 19 of Pop the Balloon. Was it Pop the Balloon and Find Love?
Pop the balloon or Find Love, episode 19.
Episode 19.
And you can find that on YouTube.
Yeah, so y'all check that out. Y'all check that out. And thanks again, Mary.
No problem.
Yeah, man. So that was my interview with Miriam, one of the contestants on episode 19 of the Pop Balloon. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Hit her up. She got her merch on there, on her website and all that. And if you have any questions about the show, you know what I'm saying? Well, she got us, you know, as we heard, she didn't turn her page private because of the backlash. But very interesting to find out, you know what I'm saying, some of the things that she had to deal with. And, you know, the backlash, too. I was surprised at that, where it came from. But thank y'all for listening. We're going to have some more interviews on our Wednesday's episode. You know, I might switch that up, too, but you never know. If there's anybody you want me to interview, you know somebody doing something that you think is amazing or dope or whatever, hit me up, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let me know. At any rate, you know, you can find me on social media at preach_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show on Instagram. We ain't really rocking with Twitter right now, you know, because of Elon and his foolishness. But anyway, well, thank y'all for listening. It's your boy, Be Easy, and I'm out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.